السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ولن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو حي لا يموت وهو على كل شيء قدير. وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله، اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك على نبينا وحبيبنا وقائدنا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعه إلى يوم الدين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، all praises due to Allah. We seek refuge with Allah from our sins and bad deeds. He who is guided by Allah indeed has been guided, and he who is misguided, only Allah Azza wa Jalla will guide him. And I bear witness that there is no deity to be worshipped except Allah. And I bear witness that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon Sayyidina Muhammad, upon his family, upon his companions, and upon those who follow his sunnah until the day of judgment. The best words are the words of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لمن الملك اليوم لله الواحد القهار. To whom belongs ownership today? To Allah, Al-Wahid, Al-Wahid, the one, the only one, Al-Qahhar, the compeller. When will this be said? This will be said when everything dies, when everything perishes. Even the angels, there will be no living soul, and there will be only Allah. Only Allah Azza wa Jalla will be there. And it will be said, لمن الملك اليوم? To whom belongs ownership today? The answer is to Allah, لله. Al-Wahid, the only one. Al-Qahhar, the compeller, that compels everything he created to what he designed for them and for it. Al-Wahid, Al-Ahad, Al-Fard, Al-Samad, الَّذِي لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. He's the one, the only one. No one but him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not have a son, nor he was begotten, and there is nothing unto him. He is Al-Wahid. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command everything to come back to life, or everyone who was who had a choice to come back to life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say at the end of Surah Al-Kahf, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. Say, I am only a man like you. يُوحَى إِلَيْهِ. I just get revelations. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, I say like I am one of you, and I get revelation, so I am not like you. So I am not like you, but things happen to me, so I am like you. See? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would get sick. We'll take the means as a human being, but he gets revelation, so he's unlike anyone. يُوحَى إِلَيْهِ. I am a man like you, human being like you, but يُوحَى إِلَيْهِ. I get revelation. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. The one from among you that looking forward and wish to meet Allah, meaning to wish to come to that moment when Allah was alone, and then when Allah was, I say was, with Allah was, now and will, Allah, time, Allah created time, time cannot, does not contain Allah. Allah contained by nothing, because everything is His creation. So nothing can contain Him, because He is away from everything. But yet He is with everything, with His names and attributes. So the one who wished to come to Allah that day, when they are resurrected again, coming close to Allah, wishing to for that moment, do two things. فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Do good deeds. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. And does not take partners in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taking partners. Allah al-Wahid, al-Ahad, the only one. The only one who creates. The only one who sustains. The only one who provides. The only one who is in control. The only one who has absolute ownership. Therefore, He's the only one worthy to be worshipped. He's the only one worthy to be loved more than anything. He's the only one to follow the commands, His commands, the do's and don'ts. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give tests. So what are we going to do? Are we going to worship Allah and Allah alone? Or are we going to have shirk in our heart, dealing with things? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Pharaoh to the people. And the Pharaoh was doing things that Allah allowed them to do that is so strong and so big of a fitna, of a test. So he would kill and then he would let some live. He would kill the boys and let the girls live. Finally, he would kill the boys 1 year and let them live 1 year. See? He thinks he is the one who is giving life and taking life. Fitna for him and fitna for those around him. Test for him and others. So others around him, are they going to look at him as the one who is in control? Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He's the one that control the risk of the people who lived under him. So he can hold back the food from going to some and give to some. He's the one that Allah gave him power of people around him that he will go and wage war and command things and implement what he commanded. A big, huge fitna. الله سبحانه وتعالى sent موسى عليه السلام for this fitna and for all mankind to look and read and ponder about what happened with the one who's carrying tawheed and the one who's carrying shirk. The one who's carrying shirk to the point that he said, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. I am your greatest Rabb. I am your caretaker. I'm the only one. He called himself the one. You have no deity but me, he said. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared Musa alayhi salam to confront shirk, Allah prepared them with tawheed. We talked about these points before, but we'll look at it a little bit more today. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked to Musa alayhi salam to prepare in his heart the idea of tawheed, of la ilaha illallah, the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Musa, ana rabbuk fakhla'n alayk, I am your Lord, take your shoes off. And we thought, take your shoes off, preparing someone to go to change history, to change this tyrant, to give message, to carry the tawheed, to face this one world power, to say, take your shoes off. Yes. It was a command that was very significant. And when we take the commands of Allah, we do not look at some and say, this is insignificant and this is significant. This is, we'll wait for it now and then we'll take until later because it doesn't seem to be significant. Every command of Allah is significant. Every command of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is significant. Allah prepared Musa alayhi salam with tawheed by saying, take your shoes off. That's it. And he had to learn. When he's commanded, he followed. He took it off. Now there's something that he does, reacting to the command. Now something for the inside, to change the inside and make the inside able to understand and ready to understand. Tawheed. What is that in your right hand, Musa? Stick. And he said many things, but it's a stick. What's a stick? A piece of wood. Allah said, throw it. فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَى. It became a snake that's going around. Just by throwing it, and it changed its property, that is scary. It's scary in a way of not trusting the property of things. One of the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on us, that when you deal with things, you know how it's going to react to you. I go on the minbar here, I stand on wood, and I'm giving the talk, and I know I'm standing in wood. The wood will not change properties on me. It will not change to liquid. Okay? It's not going to change to powder. It's not going to change to gas. It is wood. So when walking on in the life and something changes from one property to another, one quality to another, it is very disturbing. Where does it disturb you? Way inside. Way inside. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shook Musa up, alayhi salam, from the inside. Here is something, it becomes something else. And now that is that it became to, it became a snake that is moving and it is huge and taking the posture of attacking. That is what it means, حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَى. Then, وَلَّا وَلَمْ يُعَقِّبْ. Musa alayhi salam turned around, ran away, did not turn back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to stop. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, The prophets with me, do not get scared. Do not be afraid. Do not خُذْهَا وَلَا تَخَفْ. Go take it and do not be afraid. That is something else from within, which is the innate building part in us that gets scared for the purpose of survival. Meaning that if you see something that's harmful, you do not think. You jump out of the way. If you see a car coming at you very fast,
you jump out of the way. If you see a lion coming toward you, you seek shelter. If you see a snake, you find some high place to stand on. This is an innate part in us Allah created that we cannot help. So fear in that sense is acceptable. It is okay. But Allah put Musa alayhi salam in that fear and told him, now you have to get over this inside of you. You have to get over the fact that this is that the wood became a living matter. And you have to get over the fact that this is a snake about to bite. Because I'm telling you now, go, take it, put your hand on it, and I will turn it to a stick back. And he had to get over this and gather himself from the inside, from his heart and his mind, his nafs, his soul, to walk toward it. And is in a posture of attacking and move his hand close to it and put his hand on it. And it turned to a stick. This is the idea of Tawheed. In practice, Allah told you to do something. You go and do it. Your intellect tell you otherwise. Your gut feeling tell you otherwise. You go and do it. And Allah will give you what He promised you. This dunya that you're going after. These choices that you have. A job that will take you away from Jum'ah, every other Jum'ah, with well-paid job, and one half the amount, but you can get to every Jum'ah. Your logic telling you go to this one, but you can, you know, still you're going to get some Jum'ah in and pray. But Allah tell you no. You deal with it like the stick. You go to the other one. Because it's a command of Allah. You cannot disobey Allah and wait for the mercy of Allah. You cannot disobey Allah and says, inshallah, Allah will give me. That is going backward in the test. You cannot be a Muslim sister and says, to be in this society and I want to, you know, have a good job and so forth. I want to take my hijab off so I can support my family or get some money. You cannot do that. Well, you can. You can. You have the option. But do not expect to be pleasing Allah by displeasing Allah. You cannot expect to get from Allah when you do not give in the way of Allah. You do not expect to disobey and get the mercy. Disobey and get calmness in the heart. So even though your gut feeling is telling you, and not gut feeling, here it is. It is about to attack, but go. And put your hand on it. And when Musa knew that he's going now to the Pharaoh, he was shocked. Allah reminded him, meaning he still, that means something so little, and he's going to go change history. Allah told him, reminded him with many things that happened to him when he was young. Told him, remember when your mother, when we told her to throw you in the river, throw in the box, throw in the river. And he went to my enemy and his enemy. And Allah made his enemy to take care of him. Here is the Pharaoh with his, you know, might as he thought. He wanted someone, a woman to breastfeed this baby because his wife now she loved him. She loved this baby and she wants it. So now the Pharaoh listened to his wife. That's it. This year is the year of killing the children, but this child you're not going to kill because I love this child. He told her, yes. Now women order, the Pharaoh orders all the women to come around who breastfeed, to wait in line, they're all running, waiting, hoping to do a favor for the Pharaoh so they'll get whatever the Pharaoh gives. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Musa alayhi salam, this infant, not to accept any breast of any woman. Cries and moves away. Doesn't want a breast of any woman. Until his mother came.
and he took the breast of his mother. So the guards took Musa alayhi salam and his mother, escorted them to their home. She threw him from the back door and came with him from the front door, being guarded by the one who was supposed to kill him. Allah is telling us, you listen to Allah, you obey Allah, and Allah will take care of you. The logic said that Musa alayhi salam is running from a possible death to a definite death, from being thrown into the river. But Allah says, no, I will take care of him. Submit and surrender. Do not have shirk with Allah. Shirk that is hidden, thinking that someone can benefit you or harm you beside Allah. That is a hidden shirk. You make an action, so you please someone beside Allah by disobeying Allah, by falling short in obedience to Allah. That is shirk. Look at the Pharaoh. The one who said that he is رَبُّهُمُ الْأَعْلَى أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى, I'm your greatest Lord, he said. He was going after Musa alayhi salam and after the Israelites. And what happened? Musa alayhi salam hit with the stick the sea, or hit the sea with his stick. And again, the property of things changed. The liquidity of the water became, as Allah says, قَتَّوْضِ الْعَظِيمِ, like a mountain that is great. It is still liquid, but some of its property now is taken away. It is straight up without a barrier in both sides. Now you think the fool of a Pharaoh there, he would say, no way I will go in there. Why? Because Musa alayhi salam beforehand, he would make dua, supplication, and the answer is there. We ask Allah to send the blood on them, and the water become blood. The locust, the frog. And then he would ask Allah for this to be lifted. It will be lifted, and it is lifted. So you would think that the Pharaoh will not go in there. But the one who carries shirk, the one who takes association with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thinks differently. His whole soul, his whole being is different. He's truly thinking that he can confront this. So he went in there. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have taken the Pharaoh with an earthquake. As he's going there, not expecting, and the earth will open and he would be swallowed, like some others who that happened to them before. But with the Pharaoh especially, Allah wished for him to go and keep challenge. Letting the Pharaoh thinking that he's challenging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep going and keep going. So he goes in there, and he thinks that he can destroy al-haq, the absolute truth. But in his pursuit in the absolute truth, destruction came upon him. Falsehood was destroyed as it was pursuing the truth to destroy it. And then what happened? When the water came upon him, he announced of La ilaha illallah. He said La ilaha illallah. Allah brought it out of him. See, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only one. That tyrant, Allah brought it out of him when it was no use. When it was no use. Allah will call us that day to come to him. The one who's carrying any shirk, any kind of shirk, his deeds will not be accepted from him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ شَيْئًا. Indeed, Allah does not forgive he who take partners with him. وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ.
and he will forgive anything below this to whomever he pleases. The Israelites, their iman was so weak, so they held on to the stick so dearly, because the stick is the one that parted the sea. And when Musa alayhi salam went to the other side and he needed water, he hit the stone with his stick. The stone brought water out. So now they're carrying the stick and the stone, because the water comes from the stone. Their iman was so weak. It is not the means. Allah said to things be and it is. The stick means nothing. The stone means nothing. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will go and perform these miracles to the companions, goes and order the whole army to come to a room with a pot full of food, and he fed everyone from the army from it. And then he brought Jabir radiallahu anhu, says, now Jabir, go in and eat, you and your wife eat. And Jabir said, I went in and the food was still the same. They did not hold a pot as a holy pot. They took Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as basharun mithlukum, a man like you, but he receives revelation. إلهنا واحد ورسولنا واحد وكتابنا واحد وقبلتنا واحدة وصراطنا واحد. We are the worship of Allah, the only one. We only have one Quran. We have one messenger. We have one path. We have one destiny. We do not take partners with Allah. We change our inside by following what Allah told us. And when changing our outside by following what Allah told us, it goes both ways. So we unite. We unite as the only people in earth today. Who knows the reality of Allah, who has the only book that is purely the word of Allah, the only messenger that we know everything about him, united around the path that is designed for us to reach together the door of Jannah and then enter it with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unity is a theme of Islam, but unity has to be around that which to be worthy to be united on. Unity for the sake of unity means nothing. We're not people who get together and just united. No, we are together holding on to something that unites us. So it is the rope of Allah. That's one part of it we are holding on to. Another part of it, the other end, Allah is holding on to. So we come to the rope of Allah to hold on to it. So we don't go away from the rope and unite. No, we call each other lovingly, advise one another, caring about one another, being a mirror for one another. So we all go to the path of Allah and the rope of Allah. We are in the month of Ramadan that Allah
open the door for us to say, come and practice, I will change what's inside of you. And respond to me, I will respond to you. I will respond to those, my servant, when they ask me. So respond to me and ask me. Shaitan is there, will come and say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Shaitan is weak. We'll run away. When you seek refuge with Allah, when you read, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقَ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, we're giving too much credit for shaitan. Allah, give us that which unites us. We need to hold on to the rope and be united. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما. اللهم اجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما. اللهم لا تجعل بيننا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم أنت أعلم بما في قلوبنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا. اللهم أنت أعلم بحاجتنا منا فاقضها لنا. اللهم أنت أعلم بسرنا وعلانيتنا فتقبل معذرتنا. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.